in it. I was amazed this morning how the Lord gave me confirmation through our Sunday school this morning. So those of you that will, please stand with me and turn to your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2. When you have found that, please say amen. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2. Together we will read verses 1, 2, and 3, and then stop at faith on verse 5. Again, verses 1, 2, and 3. In chapter 2, St. Mark chapter 2. Together we will read verses 1, 2, and 3, and we will only read to the word faith in verse 5. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Let us read. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And when he preached a word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Let's go down to verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith. Let's read that again. When Jesus saw. Amen. Hold your Bible high. Let's make our proclamation. This is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. Somebody and smile really nice. I don't mean to bother you. Repeat after me. I don't mean to bother you.
I don't mean to bother you.
But I need a friend.
But I need a friend.
Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm feeling friendly. Do you need one? Amen. In times like today, friendship and relationships is something that we take for granted. We look at people, and before we find out what we can do for them, we try to see how we can use them for our own best interests. And it's so sad that this is not only a part in the world, but even in the church. We try to use people up before we can even be of service to them. In the world today, they don't even know what it means to be in a real relationship. Because when we look at each other, we find out, what can I get from them? This is not of God. When we meet each other, we try to see how that person can suit our needs. This is not of God. Before we give to people now, we want to take from them what they already have, not even knowing what their first and last name is. But let me tell you, child of God, in times like this, we need to learn how to be a friend to each other. In times like this, we need to learn what real love is all about. And we need to learn this, that a friend in need is a friend indeed. Before you take anything from anybody, you need to make sure you are in a relationship where you can give sometime and receive sometime. In the Lord, it is never one-sided. Why don't you tell your neighbor that in God,
It is never one-sided.
Even when we look at this text today, this young man was blessed because even though it never says he has faith, it only talks about the faith of his friend. Before we do anything else, I need to see the hands of you that knows how to get somebody to Jesus. If you know how to get somebody to Jesus, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Now, if you came to be sick, do you have a friend that can get you to Jesus? Raise your hand. Again, in the Lord, nothing is ever one-sided. When we look at this man, we see that here it is. He has four friends. Friends who love him. Friends who've cared for him. And we need to understand this man, he's dead weight. He's being carried. That means he cannot help himself. I don't know if you want to tell the truth this morning, but all of us have been in some situation in our life where we needed somebody to carry us. All of us, if we tell the truth, we have not always had it going on. Some of us didn't have nothing to go on with, and it took God to get us to the right place. And then the Lord was so good, he put the right person in the right place to get us from point A to point B. Why? Because God is not about one-sided relationships. And child of God, we must understand, if we've ever been down before in our life, when God sees fit to raise us up because we love him, we are to turn around and help somebody else get up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't think I was going to get an amen because we have gotten so stingy when it comes to the household of faith. When somebody gives to us, we can turn around and be a blessing to somebody else. It's not always pack something in my pocket. Every now and then, be a blessing to somebody else. Do we not read in scripture, he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully? But if you stand it going in, you're going to be standing going out. That is not of God.
Amen.
This man got four friends who really cared about him. It's so sad when we come to church, you're allowed to get a new cold, but don't keep that cold too long. Hallelujah. You can go to the hospital, but don't stay longer than a week, because it takes a child of God to stick with you from the time you get sick to the time God raised you up, because we get tired of you.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again. We'll be with you for a couple of days, but after that, we're going to get tired. Thought y'all was going to be well by now. Thought you was going to be up by now. But we need to understand, our day will come. And if you spend time with somebody, when your day comes, somebody will spend time with you.
Well,
hallelujah.
Well.
Glory to God. This man had not one friend, not two friends, but he had four friends. Ooh. Somebody say four friends.
Four friends.
Right now, how many of you got four people you can depend on? Raise your hand. Praise the Lord. You don't have to pay them nothing. They just love you.
Well.
See, you are blessed. If you've got four people, my God, if you've got two people that you can call anytime, day or night. By the way, can I make this proclamation? I'm going to make this disclaimer. Can
Watch
I talk
out
about
now.
Y'all?
Watch out now.
If I can talk about you, raise
Watch
your hand.
Watch out now.
Y'all know I was going to do it anyway. I just thought I'd ask. The other night, the Lord put on my heart Sister Lacey. And I've only talked to her a couple of times. And I'm like, Lord, you know, talk to her. So this morning, I let her know. The Lord put her on my heart. She said, baby, you can call me anytime. Just call me, child. And I'm like, I didn't want to wake. Child, just call me. I'm like, praise God, I got another person on my friend list I can just call.
Amen.
Because you know what? And that's so good, because sometimes as children of God, we'll say, girl, call me. And then we look at the call ID.
Uh-oh. Yeah, watch out now.
And we say, not today. Because we say one thing in church, but we say another thing outside of the church. It is good when you have a friend you can depend on. It is good when you are a friend that can be depended on. And what I love about this story is his four friends, they didn't take him down to the juke joint. They didn't take him to the favorite watering hole, but they took him where he could get some help. These four men took their friend to Jesus. Child of God, what's wrong with us not knowing how to get to Jesus? What's wrong with us not being able to get a prayer through? We're in church every Sunday. Shouldn't somebody be able to get a prayer through? We're in church every Wednesday. Shouldn't somebody be able to get a prayer through? Somebody needs to know how to get your friend to Jesus. If they can't come to church, why don't you be the church and take Jesus to them? If they cannot physically walk in the building, are we not connected enough to get a prayer through on the telephone, get a prayer through in the grocery store, wherever they need Jesus? If you are connected, you can get them to Jesus.
Well. Teaching.
But we are so cool. I only talk about Jesus in church. I don't want to talk about Jesus nowhere else. Jesus should be in his proper place at the church.
Mm-hmm. Watch out.
Let me tell you, Jesus is in his proper place wherever you have your little happy self. He said, I want to take abode in you. That means wherever we go, if you are connected to Jesus, he goes with you. You can take him to Subway. You can take him to Macy's. You can take him to Snooks. Wherever you go, if you are a child of God, you should be able to get a press through. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And these men, they knew in their heart. You never see in the scripture, you never see where the man had faith. But his friends loved him enough to get him to Jesus.
Well.
Child of God, don't you understand that we have enough faith in this room to turn the world upside down? Don't you realize that if all of us would just start calling on Jesus and know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus hears and answers prayer, we can get the whole world changed right now. If you know that you know that you know that you know that when you call out the name of Jesus, he says, yes, my child, what would you have me to do? Then we would not have any trials or tribulations that hang over us month after month, year after year. All we got to do is remember how to get to Jesus. These men, everybody carrying their corner, everybody doing their part. Because when all of us do our part, the road is not so heavy. The load gets by when everybody carries their corner. Even in worship, when the choir sings like the baby sung today, when Deacon Woods is over there playing, when Deacon Stephen got the amps going, when the congregation is rocking and really, it ain't hard to preach when you already connected. It ain't hard to do nothing when you know what you came here for. But if we got to pump up the spirit, then all around, the kids get tired, I get tired, get to sweating, because we got to pump you up and get you ready. But I declare, if you a child of God, when he open your eyes, you ought to be Jesus ready. When he let you get out of bed, you ought to be Jesus ready. When you walk into the doors of the church, you ought to be Jesus ready. And you ought to be so ready that the person sitting next to you got to say hallelujah just because you got that kind of fire. This man, four friends, blessed of the Lord. And this is so important because our children today don't have the slightest idea what a real friend is. Our children today have been snatched, their blessed childhood has been snatched away because all of these ugly things that go on now with children, we never knew about when I was growing up. Now our children, they look around, every adult is suspect. Because mama said, don't talk to strangers. Everybody we look at is a stranger. I remember back in the day when you could go to a stranger's house, wouldn't worry about if they put rat poison in your peanut butter. You was just over there till mama got home. But God a man, look at her. Today we are so cruel to our children. They don't even know what a friend looks like. But then it comes to us as children of God. Can somebody really say, without a shadow of a doubt, that not only are you a person that need a friend, but you are a friend.
That's right.
Because that's what this is about today. Today, if no other day, we need to look around and say, Father, who have I really given myself to? Who is it that needs me to speak a word in their life? Who is it that I need to call and say, you were just on my mind and I wanted to see how you're doing? But we have come to a point we don't call anybody because they don't call me. I don't go see nobody because they don't come see me. I don't do nothing for nobody because don't nobody do nothing for me. If you never get a compliment, if nobody calls you, if nobody does anything for you, stand your happy self in the mirror and say, what's wrong with me? The old folks used to say it like this: what goes around comes around. If you ain't did nothing for nobody, that's why ain't nobody doing nothing for you. Don't put the blame on the church. Look in the mirror and shame the devil. Tell yourself the truth. But we have to be reminded, the only time anybody did anything for us without a call to us was Jesus. The only time anybody stepped out of bounds for us was Jesus. And it's only when we recognize what he's done for us that we can turn around and help somebody else. I don't know, you're sitting there looking at me today like I'm speaking Greek, but let's just take a roll this morning. How many of us have ever been so sick that we could not get out of bed and get an aspirin? If it were not for the Lord, would you have gotten up?
No, ma'am.
How many of us been down on our luck and just needed a telephone call to cheer us up? And when we called on the Lord, just out of the blue, somebody picked up the phone and gave you a word of encouragement.
Yes, sir.
How many times have we been in the dark, don't know how to turn to our left or our right, don't know where our next meal is coming from, but when we say, Father, out of the clear blue sky, somebody come and say, can I take you to dinner? Can I do this for you? Can I do that for you? Child of God, do you know what a friend is? The psalmist said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All I need, hallelujah. Grace to bear, what a privilege it is to carry. Oh, hallelujah. Everything to God in prayer. All I want you to do today is just think how good he's been to us. Just think how many times he raised us up when we couldn't raise ourselves up. Think how many times he came to our rescue when we needed to be rescued. Think how many times he delivered us out of darkness when we didn't even know we was in darkness. Think how many times he gave strength to our body, ease to our troubled mind. Think how many times he fed us when we didn't even know we was hungry. Think how many times he wrapped his arms around us when all we needed was a hug from Zion. Think how many times he said, baby, what would I do for you? Think how many times he was a mother for us. He was a father. He was a sister. He was a brother. Oh, just think of his goodness. Just think when nobody would come around, but you said Jesus, and he just reached down from heaven and gave you a Holy Ghost hug. Oh, just think you sitting in darkness saying, God, I just need a word from heaven. And all of a sudden, it was the Lord opened up heaven, gave you just what you need. Just thank him for it. And when we look, understand today, when we look at our lives today, don't ask the question, who really loves me? But ask the question, who do I really love? Who do you know that you would go to the end of the road for? Who do you know that you love so much that if you saw a car speeding towards them, you would push them out of the way and jump in front of the car? Who do you know that you would write the last dollar out of your checkbook just to make sure they got it good? Who do you know? Who do you know? Because today, it's so simple. It says, I need a friend. I need somebody who will accept me just like I am. I need somebody who will look at my faults and say, you still all right. I need somebody sometimes. When you carry something that don't belong to you, it gets tired sometimes. But sometimes you just need to lay it all on the line. Put all your cards on the table. Just tell the truth, I ain't all that in a bag of chips, but I know somebody that knows somebody that loves me just like I am. I know somebody that knows somebody that'll pray for me when I can't pray for myself. I know somebody that knows somebody that'll check on me when I can't check on myself. Look at your neighbor again and say, neighbor, I need a friend. Let me tell you what a friend does. A friend loves you in spite of. A friend loves you whether you got something or you don't. A friend loves you whether you're walking or you're driving. A friend loves you whether you're up or you're down. A friend loves you just because you are you. And if you're sitting there saying, I don't have anybody like that. I don't have anybody that I don't have to be grinning every day. I don't have anybody that will know, that will give me time to tell them how my heart is broken and my aches and pains in my body. I don't have anybody. Well, child of God, you at the right service. Because he, Jesus, is that kind of friend. I can get to the Jesus today. I'll tell you about a man who will love you so much so you don't have to clean up. He will clean you up. I'll tell you about a man who came through 42 generations just so you can have not only life, but life more abundantly. I came to tell you about a man. He said, when it gets too hard for you, I will pick you up and carry you to the next level. I'll tell you about a man who know you ain't got nothing, but he came to give you everything that you need. I came to tell you about a friend. Jesus is that kind of friend. I tell you, I can get you to Jesus today. Hallelujah. You need somebody that will walk with you in the middle of the night. I can get you to Jesus. You need somebody who will spend time with you, remind you that you are worth it. I can get you to Jesus. You need somebody who will not only hear you, but answer you. I can get you to Jesus. You need somebody that'll be with you early in the morning and late at night. I can get you to Jesus. Do you need somebody who will walk before you and just put up all the potholes, who will straighten out all the curves in your life? I can get you to Jesus. Do you need somebody who will accept you just the way you are? I can get you to Jesus. Child of God, today, if you would just tell the truth, how many of you need Jesus today? How many of you need a Holy Ghost hug today? Then you're in the right place. Because let me tell you, Jesus came through 42 generations. He came because we needed a God. And when we couldn't carry the load for ourselves, he walked this road 30 plus years. And while he was walking, he healed those who were sick. He clothed those who were naked. He raised up those who were downtrodden. Jesus came to us because we needed him. And 33 years, he walked, he walked, he walked. But let me tell you, when it came time to die, he said, you know what? You don't need to die. Let me do this battle for you. So what they did was, they took your Lord and my God, and they led him up. God got the hill. Said, you know what, Father, don't even bother them because they don't even know what they're doing. So they took your Lord and my God and they hung him up on that tree. Hallelujah. He hadn't done anything, but because he knew I couldn't stand for myself, you couldn't stand for yourself, he said, they need a friend right now. So he hung on the cross. For every lie, he hung. For every heartache, he hung. For every trial, he hung. For every tribulation, he hung. All for peace of mind, he hung. And he hung there for sick until the ninth hour. And then he said, Father, it is finished. And he dropped his head. And all that Friday, all that Saturday, there was nothing. But then, Sunday morning, there was a rattle. There was a shake. And suddenly on the third day, he got up with all power! All power!
Today, if you're not a part of the family,